Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Hey y'all, welcome to Cozy Woman Podcast. I am Shan. I am the mom of the girls. And this is episode 27 for season 19. 10 things to show and tell your children daily because they need to hear them daily, but with the details, your details. Kids know, they know too much, okay? But kids are always wanting to know what you think about them, how you feel about them, in your words. Not from someone else, not from a card, not from a teacher, not from the other parent. It's just better when you tell them, okay? Kids need more of the basics, okay? They need more from you. They need details. They want to know how. They want to know why. They want to know all of the things, you know, and it's more than just making sure they have something to eat, making sure they get to school, making sure they do their homework, making sure, you know, they go to practice, making sure, you know, they have fun. It's more than that. It's an everyday muscle of building your children and making sure that they feel valued and they feel loved and they feel heard and they feel seen, and reinforcing children is a part of making sure that they become better people. It's like a fertilizer for their growth, like a plant. And there are 10 things that I want to make sure that you're doing as a parent, as a caregiver, as a grandparent, as a teacher, to make sure children feel human, you know, cared for, valued, seen, present, understood. It's 10 things, okay? Get ready to clown around. Only the troopers know that. 10 things to show and tell your children on a daily basis. Coming in at number 10. Never be afraid to ask or tell me anything. I pride myself on not being one of those parents who just get really... Sorry, y'all. Been a long day. One of those parents who get really upset when children say certain things or hear half of the story or You did what? What do you mean? How many times have, like, chill. I don't want to make my children feel bad for being, for having a thought or doing something that might backfire and not tell me. So I have to wait at the same time when the world finds out, you know? I want my children to be so comfortable and calm and eager to let me know what is about to take place, what could possibly take place, or what happened today that will possibly be an issue tomorrow, today, you know? And that's making sure that your children feel like you are a safe place. Making sure your children feel like if they tell you something in confidence, you won't tell, get on the phone and tell all the family, you know? I remember vividly being like 11 and telling my mom I got my period. And I didn't, but she didn't know that. And she went out and she got me all this stuff, like period stuff. She told me to take an Advil or Tylenol if I'm having cramps. And she sat on that phone and she told my cousins, she told my aunts, she told her friends. And at the end of the day, I said, psych. I didn't get my period, but now I have my stuff. And I know what I need to do when it does come. Because I knew that she was going to tell everybody. And I didn't want my body changes being on display for everybody to know, hey, Chantal's body's changing. And it's very important, especially when you have girls, if they feel comfortable enough to come to you when they feel like, you know, maybe their chest is getting a little bit bigger. Maybe they have like hair in places and they want to have a conversation about it and they don't want to feel ashamed about it, you know. For boys, maybe their voice is getting deeper and they're embarrassed. Maybe they're getting hair on their chin and, you know, what do I do with this? Or how is this supposed to look? Or, you know, I'm starting to smell a certain way. What is that? Or can you smell that too? Like, all of those things. Your children do not want you to have jokes and make fun of them behind that because you're making fun of their growth, you know, and it's just not right. But I want my children to be able to tell me and ask me anything, you know. And I feel like I do have that with both of them. And I want to make sure I keep that line of communication very open and safe. Number nine, I think it's very important for you to tell your children, thank you for being sweet and kind to X, Y, and Z. Like, let them know that you notice they did something kind or sweet today, because it's going to encourage them to continue to do kind or sweet things. Because I know this means a lot to my dad, or I know this means a lot to my mom. And people are watching what I do. Number eight, let your children know, I appreciate you doing blank, blank, blank. I appreciate you saying blank, blank, blank. Let your children know that you appreciate them doing and saying certain things that you didn't have to tell them to say, but you're proud that they did it. You're proud that they took that time out to do it themselves without having to be told. Number seven, for a girl or a boy, you look blank, blank today. You know, let them know, like, okay, you picked a nice outfit, or I like the way that you X, Y, and Z. Or just let them know that there's something about them today that caught your eye, so they can feel like, oh my gosh, somebody genuinely sees that I actually took the time out to do these edges. Like, that's Anya's thing now. Like, she's trying to do edges. I'm just like, girl. But, you know, we all had our horrible hair days in middle school, high school, and we had great hair days sometimes. And you have to, like, it's so amazing to know, like, these kids came out my body and they were babies and now they're, getting into their own personalities and wanting to have certain looks. And it's just like, oh my gosh, I get to watch this too. And just reinforcing like what you admire about them, letting them know that you see them. And it's just a beautiful thing to be able to witness. Number six, I like the way that you blank. I like the way that you drew that. I like the way that you got dressed today. I like the way that you wash your dishes without me having to tell you. I like the way that you made sure that you picked up your backpack and your coat without me having to say it. I like the way that you made your bed and were ready on time for us to get out the door. Thank you for waking me up past my second alarm. I appreciate that. Like, there's so many ways that we can let our children know that we appreciate them so they just don't feel like their parents are obligated to doing for them, because I remember my dad making me feel that way. For many years, like, he's obligated to call. He's obligated to make sure I get some of his Social Security because he didn't want to pay child support. He's obligated to say that I want you to come for a week, when maybe he really didn't even want me to come and he just wanted to be able to say she came for a week. You know what I'm saying? Like, ew. I remember being in this house and not wanting to call him dad. So when I would talk to him, it was just me and him. I would just say what I wanted. Like, is there something in the kitchen I could eat? Or did you see my bag? Like, there was never a time where I felt comfortable saying, dad, da-da-da-da-da. Like, it just felt strange. It felt like, who is this man and why are you giving him that title? But that was like, it was a reflection of how distant our relationship got, to where I didn't feel comfortable giving him that title verbally anymore. Like, if I was describing who a man was that you saw me in public with and I was with him, I would definitely tell a person, oh, that's my dad. But talking to him is like, my body, my lips would not form those words to say that. It was so weird, but I don't want my children to feel like I'm obligated to take care of them ever. I always want them to feel like I love taking care of them. I want to take care of them. I want to make sure they have fun. I want to make sure they feel safe. I want to make sure they have what they need. I want to make sure that they're comfortable. I want to make sure that they live in a clean, safe home. I want to make sure they can get X, Y, and Z done. Like, I want to. Like, just like my romantic relationships. I don't ever want to be in a relationship where I'm with a person because I need them, or they're with me because they need me. I want to be in a relationship with someone because I want them. I don't want that person. I don't want that person. I want them. I want to build with them. I want to grow with them. I want to travel with them. I want to learn with them. You know? And
enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Nobody wants to feel like if it was up to them, you would never be it. Not even kids. So don't make them feel like that. Number five. Tell me a good thing that happened today and tell me a bad thing that happened today. That's better than asking your children, how was your day? You know what I'm saying? I feel like when you ask them, tell me a good thing that happened today and tell me a bad thing that happened today, you get more details. You let them dig. You know, you let them think. You know, I think that's a great thing to ask your kids on a daily basis. Number four. Let your children know I'm proud of you for not making me have to blank, blank, blank. And that could be anything. And please be very honest. Please be very honest. Because kids see when parents are really struggling. Kids see when parents are tired. Kids see when parents are frustrated. Kids see, you know, okay, she bought us new clothes.
Psst, hope that you're enjoying the show. But I have some messages.
Thank you so much for checking out this podcast. This podcast has been brought to you by Table Topics. If you would like your own conversation starter cards, you go to tabletopics.com and use my code in all caps, SHANBPODDEN, for 15% off to get your own Table Topics stack delivered to you or a friend or for a gift. Also, if you're thinking about podcasting or you just want to organize your thoughts or do better in marketing or do better in getting questions for your guests, great. I love it. I have some podcast workbooks that you can write in, take with you. They're very lightweight. You can bend them. You can even store them with your laptop. It doesn't matter. On lulu.com. You can find all the links on shanbpodden.com. And if you would like to support this podcast even further, please leave a review on Apple or Spotify or CastBox or even Good Pods to let me know what you think about the show. It helps me out a whole bunch. And if you would like to get your merch, because I did do some new merch, check out Cozy Womb Shop with Teespring. That link is also on shanbpodden.com. Now back to the show. She got us groceries. She took us here on Saturday. She has to pay this bill. I see the bills that she got to pay this week on the board. But she's making sure we have this. Like, kids see that. And then if you have kids that don't see everything that you're doing for them, you're not balancing them out to be grateful people. And it's not really about kids knowing all of your business and knowing how much money you have, because my kids don't know how much money I have. But my kids do know that, yeah, I work 7 hours during the day, and sometimes I work an extra 4 hours for overtime to be able to have some more money to do emergency things with. You know, my kids know, like, I have several alarms throughout the day to make sure I'm where I need to be. My kids have never had to experience, you know, not having anything to eat, not having any clean clothes, you know, living in horrible conditions, being unsafe in their house. Like, my kids have never been in a house and couldn't walk around bare feet and not have clean feet. Okay? They never experienced having dirty, dark feet from the floor not being clean and no house. None. Not even my friends' homes. And I want to keep it that way. I want to keep them around people who understand that your home, your space, is an expression of you. It should be a place of peace. You take care of it. You know? Number three, is there anything that you need help with? I think for parents, your day is busy. For kids, their day is busy. But it takes 1 second for you to pop in their room or walk in the kitchen and say, hey, is there anything you need help with today from me? If they say no, cool. If they say, yeah, it's this blah, 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 take the time to hear them and be honest about if you can help. That's all I'm saying, okay? Don't let your children go through days where they feel like, you're busy, that's why I didn't tell you. Or it seems like you were frustrated that day, so I didn't say anything. You know, don't let them not say something that they need. Number two, remember that you're good enough to do what you want. Please tell your children that no matter what, you're good enough to do what you want. Meaning, if there's something that they want to be in life, they're good enough to be able to do it. Sometimes you got to reinforce that. Sometimes kids hang on to a lot of self-doubt and replay it and replay it and replay it in their mind. And you got to be the one to stop that record. You know, sometimes teachers talk down the children in class and say, oh, you're not going to be able to be X, Y, and Z. Or you will never be anything, blah, 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 blah. Sometimes teachers are the kids' worst haters. Sometimes it's friends. Sometimes it's that bus driver. Sometimes it's that bully at school. You ain't, y'all, do you think you're going to be, blah, 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 blah. Your child can be anything they want to be as long as they dedicate the time to learn how to be that. And you gotta reinforce that in your kids. You know? Number one, and you have to say it and you have to mean it and you have to go in details. The better details, the better. Okay? Number one, I love you because blank, blank. Okay? Make it personal. Make it genuine. Make it authentic. And you don't have to say all of these back to back because that's going to come off weird. Say it throughout the day. Build your children's character with good intentions and love and dedication and empathy and acknowledgement. There's a lot of people that just go through their day to day, seeing their kid, giving them something to eat, walking out the kitchen, seeing them grab their backpack, dropping them at the bus stop, dropping them off at school. They come home. They say, hey. You say, hey. They go in their room or they get something to eat. They go in another room. They finish their homework. They put their backpack by the door. They eat again. Maybe they go shower and you say good night. Don't do that. It has to be more. It has to be more. It's so transactional. It has to be more. You have to know what's going through your children's head on a daily basis. You have to know what your child is thinking. You have to know what your child is feeling. You know, there's so much more that you could be doing as a parent than just bypassing each other in the same house because you're a legal guardian. So, don't forget those 10 things. Do those 10 things. Make it a goal to do those 10 things before they just become regular. All right? Thank you so much for checking out Cozy Womb Podcast. My name is Shan. I am the mama of the girls. I am very tired. It is 2:54 a.m. And I just wanted to make sure that I got these episodes up and ready for these next weeks. I'm traveling this week, and I just want to make sure that I have everything organized, because that's what I do. I'm a very organized person. I appreciate you so much. If you want to learn more from me, check out the CZYWMB podcast or pod on IG and on Twitter. I'm not sure how long TikTok will be around, but I am on there at Shambi Podden. And if you go to shambipodden.com, you can find this podcast and other podcasts and details about me, and the books and the merch. If you're interested, if you want to get some Cozy Womb merch, check out the Cozy Womb shop with Teespring and purchase merch. Also, if you're looking to get some table topic cards, great for discussion and conversations with friends, loved ones, personal talks with yourself, go to tabletopics.com and use my code SHAMBIPODDEN in all caps for 15% off. They do also have new journals. Not sure if you could use a code with that, but you could try it. The journals are great. The journal that I have is the purple Table Topics Prompted Journal Inspiration, and it's 186 pages of questions, biographies, quotations, and activities for you to do about yourself and what inspires you and the people that inspire you. And I am a journal hog. So I'm going to enjoy this journal. I might take it with me on my trip. I don't know. But either way, I appreciate you guys so much for listening. Please pour in on your relationship with your children. They're only children for so long. You know, preteens, teenagers, 20-year-olds, 30-year-olds, 40-year-olds, 50-year-olds. And then, you know, I hope I'm around still when my children are in their 50s, so we can get to a level where, Mom, what you were saying when I was growing up was making so much sense. Told ya, like, yeah. But anyway, I'm gone. Bye.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget.
Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.